Hello, everybody. Welcome to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks, episode 175. I'm Neil.
I'm Annalise.
Hello, loony, loony loons.
All the loons? Why am I three loons?
You're three loons. You're loon tray. You're tray loon. Tray loon.
That's actually that's really good.
That's our new French restaurant, tray loon.
I was going to say that's actually a really good name for a cafe. Mm-hmm. Tray loons. What does that mean? You're crazy times three. That's what that means.
Ooh, it means you're at the right place.
Right.
That's what that means. How are you today?
I'm good.
Okay. Well, that's good. Thanks for elaborating. That's awesome.
It's hot and I'm good.
All right.
I'm happy that we had the air conditioner on in the daytime and then we got home and it was nice and cool inside since it's like a zillion degrees outside.
Yes, the air conditioner. If you hear a little background noise, which you won't right now because the door's shut, but when I open the door, you hear a little background noise. It's our air conditioner.
I don't think it'll come through too much because like that one day the guy next door was using the leaf blower. You could barely hear it and it sounded so loud when we were here listening to it.
Right.
Speaking of which, tell the nice folks at home what our podcast is about. Since
it's about us.
We've already dived in.
For those who have been listening, we very much appreciate it. For new listeners, it's a weekly podcast about Annalise and I. We're married. We live in California, and we kind of talk about stuff, mostly us, and some other stuff, right. But mostly us.
Mostly us.
And we just like to have
and
a good
our dogs.
Time. And our dogs. And sometimes other people's dogs.
And sometimes our kitty.
And sometimes other people's kitties.
True.
We are all about
right. Equal living, opportunity.
Living things.
Dogs and cats.
You can go to darkangelsandprettyfreaks.com if you want and check us out. You can also email us or call us or whatever. Oh, we do have maybe a little bit of news.
Ooh.
On the front of podcasting.
Oh, right.
We might be suspending our app. We have an app.
Right.
And we never really used it to its potential. So we're kind of thinking. Right.
And there's only a few, there's only a handful of people that use it out of the.
There were a lot before.
Right.
And then I think
it drops
time,
off. Yeah.
Well, as time went on, people realized, like, why do I have a separate app for this one podcast?
Right. Even though we think it's really cool, it's yeah. just, it doesn't really serve a purpose other than
making us
we
feel
think it's cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
And apparently we don't think it's that cool anymore.
Right.
So,
I listen to it. That's
all of those
I listen to our podcast.
Who downloaded the app and have the app, very much appreciate it. It was so cool and so much fun to have our own app. Yeah, that's all I got to say about that.
True.
We'll be app-less.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm just going to take a sip of my beverage.
Oh,
do you have anything to say?
I
have mint on your lip.
Do I really?
Way. Yeah.
So that's just, let's just dive right into that. Neil made us mojitos. We're having mojitos.
Mojitos.
Mojito. I know that in the past we've had them.
I don't know if you care or not. I don't
well,
care.
Just can you point out? Point.
But like the bottom lip.
Just,
it's still there. It's like dried on your face.
Well, let's just go with it. It's fine.
Wow, that's impressive.
I don't know where it is.
It's on your. It's right here. No, the other side. There you go. Let's see. Yeah, you got it.
Okay. Oh, I can taste it.
Now it's on your front
no,
tooth.
No, really?
It is.
Are you just making fun of me
no,
now?
No, it's gone. It's gone now.
Oh, I got it. Yeah, there
that's
was.
That's hilarious. So
I used to work with this girl. Her name was Jacqueline. I remember this distinctly. But she always used to fall for I don't know why, but I just she used to be very, very concerned about her appearance all the time. And she would always look to see if she had stuff on her face or food in her teeth. And she would always be like, check me. How do I look? Like, do I have food in my teeth? Check me. And she would like do the smile, like, look at me, like, and her eyes would get big,
right.
Like, hey, look at me. Do I look okay? Do I have food in my face? And then so it became kind of an ongoing joke that I would point at something like on her face, like around her mouth or something like that. I'm like, oh, yeah, I got a little something like right here. And she'd be like,
and
oh, like right here?
There?
Right. But it would go on for like a really long time. And I'd keep moving my hand around, like up to her cheek, like, oh, like over to the nose. I'm like, no, it's a little, see, okay, now you just moved it over. And it would go on for like maybe like a full minute, which is actually a really long time.
It's a long time.
And then, and then after like a minute, she'd be like, and she'd leave me like, and she'd go, oh. And then I just start cracking up, and I'm like, there's nothing there. But you do it every time. Like, it happened often enough to where it was an ongoing joke. And anyway, I think it's really funny because I'm like, no, little to the, no, like up, look, no, little down, no. Anyway, that was a little funny. Back to mojitos.
So I, gotta move that. I don't really drink that much when we're at home.
Mm-hmm.
But I was, you were in the mood for mojitos
right.
last week
mm-hmm.
or the week before. So, about to make mojitos, and I had a couple.
Mm-hmm. Been enjoying it. Yeah.
I could see the disappointment in your face last night when you're like, "Oh, are you gonna have another mojito?" And I'm like, "No."
And right. Like, and I was like, "Oh, okay."
great.
And then you're like, well, do you want one? I'm like, yes, I do.
Very rarely is it that you have someone that encourages you to drink more. I tell Annalise, like, oh, you know, I'm really not going to drink that much. And she's like, oh, that's a shame.
Right? Well, that's good. I mean, you're fun anyway, but I also like it when you're tipsy. And I think that's an okay thing to say about somebody else, that you're fun when you're tipsy. And I like it. And I'd rather you
didn't say it about somebody else.
For sure. But I meant about you. I think that's okay to say about another person. In general?
Yeah.
One person to another?
That's great.
That I enjoy you when you're tipsy?
Boring, normal. Got to get some alcohol in me to have some fun.
I did not say that.
That's it. Podcast is over.
I'm leaving.
I'm taking my mojito and I'm going home.
You make these a little bit different than traditional, apparently.
Well, this is a recipe that I found online. But I was trying, because I know you like things a little, you like your beverages a little sweeter. Mm-hmm. So I was trying something a little different, but these mojitos are made with Diet 7-Up instead of club soda.
Right.
So they are a little sweeter.
And for me, I don't know if you do it for you, but you put a little sugar in when you smash the mint.
Yeah. That's what's needed when more you're sugar. Using, yeah, well, Diet 7-Up. Well, Diet 7-Up makes up for the diet,
so. Makes up for the bean diet. Mm-hmm. So diet sugar mojitos. Cheers.
Now you have mint on your lower teeth.
No, really?
Yes.
No, are you just messing with
no,
me?
No, I swear.
I need a mirror.
I can. No, it's there.
Son of a shit. Yeah. You talk while I look in the. I'm going to do my camera and I'm going to reverse it so I can look at myself. Hold on.
Is it there? See? I wasn't lying.
Shit. Hold on.
No, it's all gone now. You got it. I know. If you watch YouTube the video. You can see Annalise picking her teeth.
Sorry. Come on, man.
Speaking of YouTube videos, you want to get into it?
Let's do it.
All right. Do you want to?
You do it.
You want me to do it?
Yeah.
All right.
You're just so much better at talking.
Wow. All you do is talk. You just talk and talk and talk.
I didn't say that. Sometimes I said you're better at it.
Just shut up. If you could just please shut up.
I like you tipsy and I like you talking.
I don't know if you like me talking all that
Not
much.
Always. Yeah. Not always.
So, Annalise. Mm-hmm. Well, no, it sounds stupid that I'm... No, you should say.
I don't know how to break into it. I think that you explained it really well earlier, so...
Well, why don't you say what it is and then I'll explain why.
Annalise.
Being of sound mind and body.
Mostly body.
Mostly body?
Sound mind and mostly sound body.
Oh, okay. I'm like, wait, what? Look, I have no mind.
Got a little off
body.
Rails after vacation, during and after vacation. But I am considering starting.
You're not considering.
I'm started the process of starting my own vlog, which will contain Neil and the dogs within it.
Not a lot.
At first, anyway. Right. We'll see how it goes. See how you do.
See. Yeah. That's great.
But yeah. So there's a couple things that shout out led me to this point of trying this out and help me out here.
Okay, for those that don't know, people do daily vlogs on YouTube that are insane.
Right.
It's ridiculous. I don't know what the hell people are watching these things for. It's insane to me. I actually watch some of them.
You do.
I watch.
I do too.
There are guys that have car vlogs and I watch them and I enjoy them. And Annalise has been watching makeup tutorials on YouTube and vlogs.
It's led me to the little wormhole that is the vlogosphere. And there's a few that I watch and a lot of them have like cats and stuff in them.
Wow. I'm shocked.
So shocked. Right.
And so, some people have said to Annalise that she should start a vlog because of the different things that she's into. And that, as people know from listening to the podcast, more of her and less of me is a good thing. So, I'll be mostly doing camera work and editing, but we're in the process of getting the brand name of which we're supposed to do.
So weird.
And getting everything in order for this. And you'll be doing, what is it called? Product influencing?
There's a whole other...